Over the weekend on Saturday Night Live, Sinead O'Connor stunned viewers by ripping up a picture of the Pope. NBC immediately received 500 outraged phone calls. Critic Maureen Corrigan says Sinead may have vented her anger more constructively by contributing to a new book titled Catholic Girls. It's filled with essays, short stories, and poems by women who were raised Catholic.
The day it first occurred to me that maybe other people found Catholics a little peculiar was the day that Pope John XXIII came to New York to address the UN. I think I was in the third grade, and I was lined up with my classmates from St. Raphael's Parochial School along Queens Boulevard. We were all waiting to catch a glimpse of the Pope when he rode from Kennedy Airport to the UN in Manhattan. I remember it was a raw, cloudy day, and my teeth were chattering because the nuns had insisted we all leave our coats back at school. It was very important, they told us, that the Pope see our green plaid uniforms. Hours went by, and no pontiff. But at some point during that chilly vigil, the man who owned the neighborhood Jewish deli came out and cornered the nuns. I couldn't hear what he was saying. I just saw his hands moving up and down and all around like he was really angry. He disappeared back into the store, but he came out again soon, and he was carrying containers of hot chocolate. We all got some, even the nuns. I did finally see a white papal blur whiz by that day, but my most vivid memory is the righteous outrage of that Jewish deli man seeing all us kids out there shivering in our uniforms. Years later, I realized that his agitated hand gestures translated into one word, mashugana. Some of us are still a little crazy after all these years, and the pieces in Catholic Girls tell why. Writers like Audre Lorde and Sharon Myers angrily remember how their own young voices were silenced in deference to the church's version of truth. Others, like Mary Gordon, feel more positive about their Catholic girlhoods. But taken together, these pieces tell what it was like for generations of women to grow up in an intense, polarized world of good and evil, guilt and absolution. Some highlights from the collection include a funny memoir by Melissa Anderson Lowry about her older sister deciding to enter the convent over her parents' objections. Lowry recalls that the local parish nuns smelled victory and began circling the house like seagulls over a plate of French fries. Carolyn Banks writes about the night the Virgin Mary appeared in her neighborhood, but only to Polish Catholics. Other stories focus on less lighthearted Catholic girls, ones who desperately prayed to God to stop a parent's drinking or protect them from sexual abuse. I suppose for non-Catholics, reading this collection will be like going on an exotic anthropological excursion. But for me, it's like being in a room filled with women who only have to say one word to each other, a word like scapular or lepers or Saint Bernadette, and we all immediately recognize each other as soulmates. One final note, Catholic Girls is already in the bookstores, but it would have been more appropriate if the publishers had stuck to their original publication date of October 29th. That's right before the Feast of All Souls and the Feast of All Saints. See? Even an old, fallen-away Catholic girl never forgets.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed the anthology Catholic Girls.